Let me set the scenario. You are telling someone something about themselves that they don't want to hear. In a minority percentage of the time that this occurs, you're doing it calmly, and you're doing it in a way to help them out. You truly have their best interests at heart. And you've wrestled with this. How do I approach them? How do I come across so that it's not threatening? Lower the chances they're going to be defensive. I want to help them to get a look at themselves. More often, it happens in the midst of an argument. It happens in the midst of something that may have started out somewhat pleasant, but quickly deteriorated. You're defending your turf, they're defending their turf. This is most common probably with spouses. Somewhat with adult children. Maybe. Parents. Elderly parents. It's a communication dirty trick. I've referred to it in a couple of my books. I referred to it in a marriage book. I call it citing witnesses. Here's how you do it. You tell somebody something about them that irritates you, that bothers you, that you don't like, that they've done for a long time. You think it's a personality quirk, a personality foible, something that you're bringing to their attention. Most of the time because you're emotional, most of the time because you've had enough, most of the time because they've just done it again, and you just got to let them know. So you tell them. And then your right-handed haymaker, the communication dirty trick. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. There are others. Now, you can sometimes cite the exact others. Your mother has told me this has always been a problem for her with you too. You know, your friend, he's told me about this. He thinks you're like this too. Now, that's dangerous. Because you start citing ear witnesses, and then you name names, ooh, you're throwing them under the bus. Could come back on them. That's really a dirty trick, not only to the person you're arguing with, but to the person you cite. Most of the time, it's more vague. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. There are a lot of people who think you're like this. I'm telling you this because it isn't just me who is offended. You offend a lot of people when you do this. Citing witnesses. I add to my own credibility. It isn't just my perception, my response, my personal, well, some cases attack. But I've got a bevy of people who are right behind me. I don't want to cite names because that would hurt you. If I tell you your mother thinks this way, or I tell you your brother thinks this way, or I tell you your best friend thinks this way, or I tell you your 23-year-old daughter thinks this way, I'm not going to do that. Probably hard enough for you to hear it coming from me, given the way you're reacting. But there are others. Ooh, that's rough. That is really rough. And I'll tell you why it's rough. First of all, it's not always accurate that there are others. Oh, we tend to take what other people tell us and use it to our advantage. Those others may not feel anywhere near as strongly about this as I do. Nevertheless, I'm going to interpret it that they do. And I'm going to make it sound like they are in 100% agreement with me about you. So, here we go. That's bad. But I think even worse is the idea that I'm going to make you feel even more rotten. You won't be able to just invalidate what I say because it's just my opinion. I took a vote. I've got a lot of people voting with me here about you, about what you're like. Just wanted you to know that. We do this. We fall prey to this communication dirty trick because I want to get through to you. I want you to understand that I'm really pretty upset about this, and I'm pretty offended by what you do, and I'm pretty irritated, and I'm feeling pretty attacked, and I'm feeling pretty unloved, and I'm feeling really, really negative about all this. And if you don't consider it coming from me, maybe you'll consider it coming from the person I cite, or the faceless people I cite who agree with me. I've been wrestling with if and when I write another book. I'm running out of gas on the books. But I think where I'm leaning is communicating. Now, there's been a bazillion books written about communicating with everybody and their brother and their teen and their spouse. But I think I want to angle it toward stuff like this. This is a communication dirty trick.